More Wolf Than Boy, a Teen Wolf fanfic, pairing Derek/Styles, writing explicit, written by Her Love Was a Joke, read by Her the Owl. Summary. Styles always tries to protect the ones he loves, but sometimes he's the one who needs protection, or in which Styles is a werewolf and Derek didn't make him that way. Styles was halfway up the stairs when he caught the scent that didn't belong. It hit him hard. Leather and comfort and home singing to him, warm and sweet and intoxicating. The bag fell from his hands, groceries spilling down the steps, but all Styles could do was hang on to the railing and try to stay on his feet. God, it was so strong, so much more than what he remembered. All his past experiences didn't quite measure up anymore, seeing as they were lived through the lens of humanity. Things were different now. There was so much more, and Styles could barely breathe for the contrast. 8 months since they'd seen each other, and even back then, with only a pitiful human nose, the scent of him had been just as heady. Styles stood there for several minutes, breathing hard, shuddering, no doubt making a fine picture for whoever might actually be watching the security cameras. It wasn't his fault, he told himself. How could he be expected not to let all of this wash over him? Of course he was going to enjoy it. He thought he'd never have it again. That thought was like throwing a bucket of cold water over him, and suddenly his breath was catching in his throat for a whole other reason. He thought he'd never have the sense of home and security again, because he wasn't supposed to. Silas knew the rules. He'd agreed to them, and as much as it hurt him, he'd done his part. He stopped answering their calls and messages. He got a job on campus and found a cheap sublet over the summer. He turned down Thanksgiving dinner with his father. He even had student loan forms in his tiny dorm room, half filled out already, so he could cut that last tie. Styles hated every second of it, hated feeling alone and uneasy, but he did what he had to do. He didn't set the rules, and even if he was brave enough to challenge them, he'd never survive the fight. Tarek was going to get himself killed, and he didn't even know it. Styles began to take the stairs two at a time, leaving his grocery behind and only vaguely sparing a thought for anyone who might trip on them. He'd worry about his fellow students later, when his heart wasn't trying to claw its way out of his chest. He estimated that would take about 27 minutes, as long as it would take to get Derek safely over the border. He didn't even make it over the threshold before there were hands on him. Styles was pulled roughly forward before being shoved up against the wall, hard enough to crack the drywall. The door was angrily kicked shut, and then Derek's hands were moving under his shirt, pulling it up and off. It hit the floor at Styles' feet, all but shredded by sharp claws, which had, once upon a time, been frightening. He should fight, push Derek away, and tell him to keep his hands to himself. Styles should put distance between them, should be spewing, cutting, hurtful words about Derek's ability to be an alpha, to manage his pack the way it should be done. He should do all those things, but instead he found himself just standing there, letting Derek's hands check him over, no doubt searching for the mark Styles had turned down twice from Derek in the past. Derek wouldn't find it where he was looking. It wasn't on his torso. It was possible that a twisted part of Styles wanted to see his reaction to that, when he realized it was high up on the inside of Styles' thigh. It wasn't right. Not that the knowledge was enough to silence that tiny, gleeful voice completely. Derek hadn't done him wrong. First, Styles was too young, and then they were fighting for their lives, and then he was gone away to college. Styles probably would have taken a big step backward, too, if he hadn't been awash with hormones at the time. Styles found himself suddenly face first against the wall, as Derek's hands began roaming his back, fingers digging into the muscle as though the bite scar could somehow be hidden from his eyes, but not his touch. Styles' eyes fell closed as he tried to commit every press of fingertips, every scrape of sharp claws to memory. He'd need them to get through the more lonely nights he spent at the back house. There had been more of them lately, more times when his presence was demanded instead of asked for. He wondered if his alpha knew something was wrong. Was there a werewolf version of failure to thrive? "Hey, hey!" Styles exclaimed as his jeans were suddenly shredded and pulled down to his ankles. "Bad touch!" Derek didn't pay him any attention, just got to his knees and kept searching. His fingers were ticklish on Stiles' instep, but no amount of squirming could dislodge Derek's grip before he was ready. When he finally did let go, it was so he could begin making his way up. The sudden wide spread of his legs and the way Derek shouldered himself between them caused Stiles' heart to speed up. God, how the hell had he managed to grow up around a bunch of wolves without humiliating himself even worse, when even now Derek had this effect on him? He needed to focus on something else. Anything else, or he was going to end up giving off even more mixed messages than he already was. Think of Joshua down the hall, who was a first-class asshole. Think of Carly, who, Stiles was pretty sure, had just tripped over one of the oranges he'd left on the stairs. Think of his dad. Well, that gave mixed results. The erection was gone, but now Stiles was forced to blink quickly against the sting in his eyes. When he came back to himself, Stiles realized that Derek had stopped moving, and then his eyes were fixed on a point high up on Stiles' thigh. He'd found the bite. "Who did this?" Derek asked. His voice sent a shiver down Stiles' spine, making him want to whine and submit and give Derek whatever he wanted. That voice had never worked on him before. Maybe he owed Scott and the others an apology for how they used to snicker a little at the very thought of a tone of voice having such power over them. "The alpha of my pack," Stiles said, as though the answer to that was obvious. It was a dangerous game to play with anyone, but with no one more than Derek. He'd never taken well to being provoked, especially not when he felt that something was being taken from him. Stiles wasn't entirely comfortable thinking about himself in those terms. He was a person, not a possession. Not a bone to be fought over, or a feather in anyone's cap. Stiles still didn't know that was why he'd been chosen, as a way for a relatively new alpha to make a name for himself by stealing from someone else, or if he just had the bad luck to cross paths with a pack that had traditions to fulfill. All he knew was that he and four others were brought into the pack that same week, and no one else since. "I'm your alpha," Derek snarled. His hand came up to press against his scar, hiding it from view as though it was a dirty thing, not fit to be seen in polite company. It was kind of sad, really, that Derek thought something as simple as that could possibly set things back on track for them. "You're really not," Stiles said. Though the words tasted like ashes in his mouth, he forced himself to say them with a smile that hopefully wasn't tinged with any of the sadness he was feeling. Inside, the wolf snarled and whined, recognizing Derek for what he was, for what it wanted him to be. Stiles wondered what it would be like not to fight that side of himself all the time, to be more like the others, living life as a happy amalgamation of human and wolf. It wasn't something he was likely to find out any time soon, not when the wolf kept insisting that Beacon Hills was home, and that Derek was pack. How that was even possible, Stiles had no idea. Maybe all the time he'd spent with his friends had somehow left invisible marks all over him, marks the wolf chose to accept over the one high on Stiles' thigh. "Did you ask for it?" Derek demanded. He was back on his feet in an instant, crowding Stiles against the wall, though he hadn't yet made any move to put distance between them. "Or did they come to you?" "What difference does it make?" Stiles asked. Moving quickly, he managed to duck under Derek's arm, knowing full well that he'd only done it because Derek was still thinking of him as frail, slow human Stiles. "What's done is done." "It makes every difference," Derek yelled. "It was up to me to give this to you." "Well, Jesse beat you to it," Stiles said flippantly. He moved toward the open window and quickly pulled it closed, noting the missing screen which pointed to how Derek gained entry. He drew the blinds down and hoped the movements looked fluid and unconcerned. "So that's all there is to it, then?" Derek said. "Along comes Jesse, and you decide to abandon your pack." "Looks like," Stiles said with a shrug. He turned and forced himself to meet Derek's gaze, not allowing himself the luxury of looking away from the angry red eyes. "You just leave everyone behind," Derek continued. "Apparently," Stiles replied. He wondered when he'd finally run out of ways to brush off Derek's statements. Probably not before his emotions ratted him out. He'd spent far too long with words and sarcasm as his only defense after all. "Scott and Allison meant nothing to you?" Derek asked. "Nope," I meant nothing to you. Need a real alpha, Sal said, trying not to cringe at the cruelty of the words. Derek didn't even blink at that, though whether it was because it truly didn't bother him or he'd expected the dig and was able to hide how it hurt him, Styles wasn't sure. Your father meant nothing to you. That was a low blow, anything about his family was, and even though they had an unspoken agreement over the years not to go there, Styles couldn't believe he'd thought it would hold up against a situation like this. Something in Derek's eyes looked pleased when Styles couldn't help the way he flinched. The place where your mother is buried meant nothing to you. Shut up! Styles yelled. His eyes were glowing, mouth distended by fangs that should never have been there. His claws dug into his palms and the scent of blood was thick in the air. Don't even talk about her! Fine, Derek said with a shrug. He was trying to look unaffected, but Styles could see the tension in his shoulders, even though everything else he was dealing with. I won't bring up your family, that you abandoned, even more than you did your pack, and you can start telling me the truth. You need to leave, Styles said, pointing one clawed finger at the door, as though that would actually work. Derek didn't leave when you asked him nicely. Why the hell would he suddenly start doing it when he was being ordered around as though their positions were reversed? Of course, Derek replied. Right after you do. My car is double parked. I'm not going anywhere with you, Styles said. A hysterical laugh bubbled up inside him. No matter how hard he tried to suppress it. Are you actually listening to me right now? I want you to leave. Got that loud and clear, Derek shrugged. It's a long trip back to Beacon Hills. Maybe I'll just get a room somewhere and start fresh in the morning. Do whatever you like, Styles ground out. As long as you pass exit 17 on the highway when you do. 27 minutes out if you're unable to read the road signs. Why that exact place? Derek asked. He began to close the distance between them once again. Not that there was much in the tiny dorm room. Why do you know exactly how far out it is? Have you plotted it on a map, Styles? Have you gone farther than that and made a list of hotels and rest stops from here to Beacon Hills? Stop, Derek, Styles said, holding out one hand as though that would somehow ward him off. He realized suddenly that he was still standing there in only his boxers, that he'd earlier been standing in front of an open window without actual clothes. Forgetting the fact that a bunch of regular humans had probably seen him half-dressed, Styles wasn't the only pack member who went to the school. It was practically a college town, after all. Any number of wolves could have seen him, or heard him and Derek even once the window was closed. If anyone told Jesse, Styles and Derek might not have a lot of time. They might not have any. Derek, please. Styles wasn't above begging. He'd done it with Jesse that first night after he turned, when he'd been dumb enough to think he could still go home and lick his wounds somewhere he felt safe and cared for. He could do it for Derek now and not even feel embarrassed about it after, not if it got him what he wanted in the end. Styles? Derek continued as though nothing had been said, as though Styles wasn't standing there with his every thought visible in his eyes. If I look around this room, will I find your escape plan? Derek, you have to go before they come. Styles swallowed hard and tried to get the shaking of his hands under control. How often had he thought about this very situation? In the beginning, it had been all romantic fantasies of Derek to the rescue. Over the months, those happy daydreams had morphed into horror-filled images of Derek being torn apart, unable to defend himself against an alpha who fought dirty and his entire pack of betas. Answer my questions, and maybe I will, Derek told him. It was so clearly a lie that Styles should have laughed in his face. But it was all he had to cling to, this thin, nebulous possibility that maybe Derek would. Did you ask for this? Derek tried to keep his voice gentle as he asked the question, but it didn't work. He was too angry for that. Angry at Jesse for biting Styles, at Styles for fighting him, at the universe for once again fucking up his life. No, Styles replied. He bit hard at his lip once the word was out, wanting to claw it back. There was no way Derek would leave, not now that Styles had admitted it. His teeth sliced through the thin skin of his lip, and he stopped worrying at it, looking at the blood before the wound closed on its own. Tell me how it happened. Styles didn't want to, but then Derek's hands were on him again, one palm covering his shoulder blade while the other held his hip, drawing him in closer. It felt so nice to lean against Derek, to finally have what he'd wanted since he was 16 years old. And yeah, maybe it was only 3 years, but they'd been 3 long years. "I didn't know what he was," Silas said, his words a little muffled by Derek's shoulder. "Stupid, huh? I was a little drunk, and he was nice. He wanted me, so I brought him back here. Stupid little boy, away from home for the first time, with hearts in his eyes and alcohol in his bloodstream. He learned later that Jesse planned it, that he'd been tracking Styles from the minute he'd stepped foot on campus, smelling like another pack. Easy prey, all by himself. "Did he threaten you?" Derek asked. His nails dug into Styles' skin, but they were blunt, human. It was kind of like he could control himself better with Styles up against him. It made a bit of sense, Styles supposed. No one could rob his pack of a member if Derek had hands on him. Styles didn't say anything. What were the last 10 minutes if not one big answer to that? "Did he threaten us?" Once again, Styles didn't think an answer to that was actually required. "There is nothing stopping you from leaving, Styles," Derek said. His grip tightened again, and maybe Styles would have squeaked before, but now he just let Derek pull him closer, hold him tighter, and didn't complain. "We could be in my car in 2 minutes. We can be out of his territory in 10 more, because only a granny takes 27 minutes to get that far down the highway." It wasn't a joke. Styles was supposed to laugh and feel better, and let Derek take him home, hopefully after dressing him first. He couldn't do it. "My school," he said as he pushed away from Derek. The argument was weak even to his ears. "You stand to lose 1 semester, Styles," Derek said, rolling his eyes hard enough that it must hurt. "You could make up the classes over the summer once you get in somewhere closer to home. You could still graduate on time if that's what bothers you." "I can't, Derek. You aren't listening." "Because you're not saying anything that matters," Derek exploded. A spike of anger twisted in Styles' chest, making him reach out and shove Derek as hard as he could. The alpha barely took a step backward, but it made Styles feel better. He stomped over to the small dresser in the corner and violently pulled open the second drawer. It came off the runner, striking Styles in the thigh before all the clothes fell to the floor. Styles towed off his shoes and picked up a pair of jeans. He jerked them on, not wanting to stand around in his underwear anymore. "My pack?" "His pack," Derek snarled. "The pack is huge," Styles snapped. "Maybe 30 in all? They're strong and they're aggressive. Jesse was raised to lead. While you were watching Sesame Street and learning how to tie your shoes, he was learning how to tear people apart and keep them in line. Jesse might be young, Derek, but he scares me more than Peter did, and that's saying something." Styles thought he was doing a pretty good job of telegraphing stay away, what with the glowing eyes and closed-down body language, but Derek ignored all that. He came closer, clearly not valuing the safety of his hands, and reached out to touch Styles' face. Styles really wanted to bite him. "I will keep you safe, Styles," Derek said. "Do you doubt that? Am I lying to you?" "Just because you believe it to be true, Derek, doesn't mean it is," Styles said, fixing him with a serious look. "You taught me that." There was a shift between them then, something that made the wolf inside Styles whimper and whine at what felt entirely too much like goodbye. Styles did his best to ignore it, to project only the fact that he made his decision. Derek would just have to deal with it. "So that's it," Derek said. "You're not coming home." "No, I'm not," Styles said. The wolf continued to whine, but Styles wouldn't give in, no matter what. "I really think you are," Derek said, and there was something to the words, something in that was far too close to an alpha's order for Styles to ignore. "Derek, don't," Styles said, trying to take a step backward. "Do you really think I'm going to leave you here with them?" Derek asked. "You can hate me all you want once you're somewhere safe, but I am your alpha, and I will look out for you." "I don't want this, Derek," Styles protested. "Yeah, well, neither do I," Derek snapped. "I'd much rather my betas trusted me and that they didn't feel the need to make deals with the likes of Jesse to keep our pack safe. Now grab a shirt, put on your shoes, and let's go." "You're seriously going to force me to leave?" Styles demanded. He grabbed a shirt that was mostly clean from the floor and pulled it on with jerky, angry movements before stepping into his sneakers. He wasn't sure how much of his anger was from Derek giving him an order he couldn't refuse, or his will for being all too eager to comply. "I don't have to force you," Derek said. "You might kick up a fuss, but I can feel your wolf styles. I can feel how it trusts me, how it wants to submit." "Yeah, well, I'm not only my wolf," Styles muttered. To his surprise, the words drew a laugh from Derek. "Even before all this happened, Styles, you were more wolf than boy. I'm not surprised the wolf turned away from the pack you were forced into. It knows how things are supposed to be. Now come on, someone will be here soon." He took Styles by the arm and led him out into the hallway, his pace somewhere between a fast walk and a slow run. Styles didn't think it was done to avoid arousing suspicion. People were bound to notice a guy like Derek manhandling someone toward a fire exit, especially with the way Styles was glaring. He didn't dare dig his heels in, though. The last thing he wanted was for Derek to end up cornered by one of Jesse's betas, no matter how pissed off Styles might have been at him. They were down the stairs and outside in moments. Derek's Camaro parked close by as though he'd anticipated the need for a fast departure. It was, in fact, double-parked. At least Derek wasn't a liar, no matter what else was swirling around Styles' head. "Get in the car, Styles," Derek said when Styles didn't move fast enough. He found himself all but shoved into the passenger seat before Derek hurried inside himself. It was almost like he didn't trust Styles not to run off before he got behind the wheel. "I did this for you," Styles said, as Derek peeled out of the parking lot. He caught sight of two of his packmates standing on the sidewalk, and if he wasn't losing it completely, one of them was smiling encouragingly. The other, however, did not look impressed. "I get that," Derek said, "and I'm returning the favor." "By taking away my free will?" That was going smart for a while, and Styles didn't know whether he'd still have the same amount of trust in Derek that he'd had before. "By getting you out of a bad situation," Derek corrected. There was so much tension in the car that Styles found himself curling up in his seat in an effort to just pretend it wasn't happening. He pressed the side of his head against the cool glass of the window and closed his eyes. If he didn't see the world passing by, maybe he wouldn't have to worry about what might happen if they were followed. "He's not going to cross the territories of two other packs, Styles," Derek said. His voice was thick with concern, and the hand he placed on Styles' knee was no doubt meant to be comforting. All it did was make Styles angry, so he shook his leg until the hand let go. "Even if he tries, I'm on better terms with those alphas than he'll ever be." Styles would just have to hope that wasn't an empty boast. Derek didn't make friends easily, but maybe it was a family thing, left over from before the fire took everything away. No one said anything else for a few more minutes after that. Styles went back to pretending everything was fine, and Derek continued to glare at the road ahead, as though it were the cause of all the trouble in his life. "Exit 17, Derek said suddenly. Though he didn't want to, Styles found himself peeking at the clock on the dash. True to his word and his heavy foot, it only took 10 minutes. The words were meant to calm him down, to make him feel better. It didn't work. "I tried to leave once," Styles said quietly. "Didn't make it this far." "What happened?" Derek asked. It took him a moment to ask it, as though he really, really didn't want to hear the answer. Styles didn't blame him. "Got boxed in, forced to pull over. And then he told me exactly what he'd do to you and everyone else if I tried again. Showed me some of it, too." Styles could still feel it, the breaking of bones, the tearing of tissue. And through it all, just wanting someone to be there while his body knit itself back together. Derek's hands tightened around the steering wheel, making it creak. No doubt he had an active imagination. "No one leaves a pack as old and established as his," Styles said with a shrug, as though that would dispel the phantom pains and empty feeling in the pit of his stomach. Maybe he should spend some more time making sure his people don't want to leave, and less time forcing them to stay, Derek suggested. Those kinds of packs aren't stable. There's always someone waiting in the wings, just biding their time. He keeps this up, Jesse won't last long. If someone in his own pack doesn't do it, a visiting alpha will. There's enough packs in the area who send kids off to college. It doesn't make me feel better, Derek. I know. and that was the last thing either of them said for 4 hours. They ended up stopping at a motel just off the highway. They were both tired and hungry, and there was no chance of them making it the rest of the way home that night anyway, so it was best to just get some rest and start fresh in the morning. Stiles stayed in the car while Derek settled things at the front desk, and then dutifully followed him into their room. Even though it was essentially useless, Stiles still threw the lock on the door and drew the chain across too. "I'm going to take a shower," Stiles mumbled, eager to put yet another flimsy door and ridiculous lock between himself and an alpha who thought he could make decisions for Stiles, no matter what Stiles thought of the matter. Derek just watched him as he disappeared into the bathroom, not saying a word. Stiles wasn't sure whether he was grateful or annoyed, but figured he could come to a conclusion once he was under the spray of water. For such a crappy hotel, the water pressure was surprisingly better than under storm. Stiles stayed in until the water went cold, and didn't even feel the least bit bad about having drained the hot water tank. Derek would just have to live with a cold shower, or else continue to sit around and smell himself. Stiles was feeling pretty smug about that, and pointedly not thinking about how he didn't even care if he'd have to smell Derek too, when he realized that Derek was talking to someone out in the other room. There wasn't anyone else around, which meant he had to be on the phone. "Yeah, John." "Yeah, John," Derek was saying when Stiles started actually paying attention. "We're just stopped for the night. We'll head out early and should be back sometime around 2. Derek was talking to his father. Stiles didn't know if that made him angry or livid. He threw open the bathroom door, wishing for a moment that it opened outward so the bang could really be dramatic. The thought threw him, making him falter in the doorway. He hadn't felt like that, like being his old self in a long time. "You called my dad," he said, in an effort to gain some time to gather his thoughts. Derek was sitting against the headboard of the bed closest to the door. It didn't escape Stiles' notice that he'd put himself between Stiles and whatever danger might materialize. He tried not to think about that. If he did, he'd go back to begging Derek just to go home and look at all the good that had done him the first time around. "He misses you," Derek replied, choosing his words carefully if the slow way he spoke them was any indication. "You have no idea how hard it was to keep him from coming to get you." That would have ended badly. Derek at least could have tried to defend himself. Somehow, Stiles didn't think Jesse would have offered his dad the bite, or forced it on him either. "What'd you tell him?" He was afraid of the answer, but knew he had to ask. "I didn't tell him anything," Derek said. "He knows there was trouble. He figured that out on his own because he's not an idiot. Don't give me that look. You're not going to be able to pass it off as being buried under coursework or busy with new friends, because that isn't who you are. And there's also the little matter of you coming home a werewolf. He's going to notice that pretty quickly." "We never should have told him," Stiles grumbled. The look Derek gave him clearly said that he agreed, and that he'd taken that position in the epic argument that had resulted in Stiles telling his dad everything anyway. "He isn't angry, Stiles." "No," Stiles agreed. "He's probably disappointed." That was so, so much worse. It cut deeper. And the very thought of that expression on his dad's face had his heart pounding and his chest tightening. It wasn't fair. As Stiles had given up everything, and people would still be disappointed in him for doing it. Stiles. He wasn't sure how long Derek had been calling his name, or just when he'd gotten up off the bed, but Stiles didn't miss the hand slipping under his shirt or the blunt nails tracing down his spine. He drew in a deep, shaky breath and took a moment to think about how stupid it was that werewolves were apparently susceptible to panic attacks. He no doubt would have begun composing a paper in his head detailing why it was impractical, but Derek's hands felt really nice and it felt so good to be held after so long. Jesse's pack was just as touchy-feely as Derek's, but it didn't count when he wanted to gnaw off the arm of whoever pulled you close, no matter how nice they might have been to him. There had been a few good people in among the ones Stiles hated, guys who'd end up just like him, stuck there against their will, but that didn't mean Stiles wanted to touch them. But this was different, and even though he'd crashed in the middle of more than a few puppy piles back home, often with Derek sprawled beside him, there was intent behind the way Derek touched him now. Intent that wasn't solely about keeping him from freaking out again. "Derek?" Stiles asked, tilting his head back so he could look Derek in the eye. At least, that was the intention when he started moving. The kiss was just something that happened when the urge took hold of him. He worried for a moment about Derek rejecting him, setting him aside and once again telling him that he was too young, too inexperienced, too whatever. Styles didn't want to think of the excuses Derek had used in the past. Didn't want to taint what could very well be his last chance at this. Even if Derek pushed him away, Styles would have this moment. It took him a moment to realize that Derek wasn't pushing him away and was, in fact, pulling him closer. It made Styles bold, gave him the confidence to back Derek up until the back of his legs hit the bed. The shove didn't take Derek by surprise, but Styles thought he still looked damn good bouncing back against the mattress, all sprawled out on top of the covers. Styles took a moment to admire the spread of his legs before all but launching himself at the bed. He wasn't all that surprised to find himself immediately flipped over, with Derek leaning over top him. They just looked at each other for a long moment, before Styles started to squirm, uncomfortable with the silence. "If you even suggest that this is some kind of fucked-up gratitude thing, I will punch you in the face," he threatened. "You need to work on your pillow talk," Derek remarked. One hand came up, the fingertips playing across Styles' bottom lip. "Besides, this has been a long time coming." He was right about that. Styles had done everything except strip naked and run through the woods, dragging a Triskelion banner behind him. He might have even tried that too, had he stayed in Beacon Hills long enough. They were back to kissing then, and Styles gave up any other thoughts. Kissing Derek was nice, slow, unhurried, deep and shivery. Styles closed his eyes and didn't even bother to keep from making soft, appreciative sounds into Derek's mouth. The slide of their tongues, the quiet sound of their mouths pulling apart, only to fit themselves back together a moment later, made Styles sigh and let the last of the tension drain away. Derek was the first to lose his shirt, mostly because Styles was impatient. His hands wandered, blunt nails scratching, and he suddenly wanted to taste the ink skin between Derek's shoulder blades. That would have to wait, Styles was a little annoyed to discover, because Derek apparently had no intention of letting him up. Styles struggled a little against the hands played across his chest, but then Derek did something amazing with his tongue, and Styles didn't have enough active brain cells to be annoyed anymore. He also didn't have enough to be able to track where his shirt ended up. It was one of his favorites, and Styles bit down on Derek's bottom lip in rebuke, just in case he'd clotted all to hell. The mood changed in an instant. Derek had teeth, too, and he put them to good use, nipping at Styles' neck, his shoulder, his chest. "Fuck, Derek," Styles moaned as teeth that were far too sharp caught his nipple. Derek didn't answer. He'd already moved on and was far too busy sucking and biting at what little bit of Styles' hip he could reach while his jeans were still on. "Don't rip them," Styles said out of breath. "Not seeing my dad without pants." Derek didn't reply, but Styles could feel the grin against his skin. The jeans were pulled down along with his boxers, and then Styles was naked. He'd never been overly body conscious. While he'd been slighter of build in high school, he'd been active enough to know he looked okay. Granted, next to Derek, anyone looked like a stick figure, but at least now Styles' body had filled out, thanks to a case of unwanted lycanthropy and all the running he did under the moon. Derek continued to bite and nip, first at one hip bone and then the other, before going lower. Styles tilted himself on his elbows, looking down at the top of Derek's head as he stared at Styles' thigh. The bite wasn't clean. He'd struggled for all the good it did him, and there'd been some tearing. So much blood. He'd been left to press a towel against the flow, hoping Jesse hadn't nicked the artery. "To it," Styles said, his voice low, "if you want to." Derek looked up at him, his eyes ringed in red, his fingers still tracing the scar. He was holding back, though whether it was because he thought he'd already shown enough possessive tendencies for one day, or because he needed to rein it in a little or risk accidentally doing serious damage, Styles had no idea. Took Derek a few more moments to decide on what he should do, and the tension seeped back between them as the choice was made. Derek's teeth sunk into the scar tissue, digging deep and drawing blood. Styles gasped as the pain cut through him, but he kept still, not willing to send mixed messages by pulling away. He tangled the fingers of one hand in Derek's hair, pulling a little as a full body shudder tore through him. Fuck, Derek. Fuck. It hurt, but it felt good. Like it was erasing Jesse from his body, leaving only Derek in his place. Derek drew back, his tongue lapping at the wound in an effort to slow the bleeding. Stiles was shaking beneath him, his hands reaching out to touch whatever skin he could manage. It was so hard, so impatient, and maybe that made him a little demented, but he didn't care. This was what he'd wanted for years now, and he felt like he had to make up for lost time. "I didn't plan this," Derek murmured between long licks to Stiles' thigh. "Didn't bring anything." It took Stiles a moment to untangle his tongue and formulate a reply. "Bathroom," he gasped, as Derek licked up from the bite to the juncture between thigh and hip. "It's all shown on the counter. It's not perfect, but it'll work." Derek looked up at him for a moment before licking one long stripe up the length of Stiles' dick, and then pushed himself up so he could climb off the bed. He was only gone for a moment, returning quickly with the little sealed bottle of lotion that hotel housekeeping had left in the counter. Stiles never thought he'd see the day where he was fervently thankful for apple-scented lotion from Crabtree and Evelyn, but he was about ready to write them a letter. Derek threw the bottle down on the bed and crawled up onto the mattress. "On your belly," he said. Stiles was eager to comply, narrowly avoiding kneeing Derek in the face while he leaned down unexpectedly. He wondered if he should apologize, but given how Derek was biting at the nape of his neck, and the way his hands were working their way down his back, Stiles was pretty confident that all was forgiven. He expected Derek's fingers, but what he got was his tongue, licking with broad strokes across, aimed to open him up. Stiles let out a shaky little mew and didn't even feel embarrassed about it because that was Derek's tongue, and there was absolutely nothing wrong with making that noise when surprise rimming was involved. Derek seemed to like it anyway, if the way his fingers dug into Stiles' hips were any indication. He made the sound again and squirmed a little, his hips rolling back every time Derek's tongue pressed forward. It wasn't something Stiles had ever considered whenever he let himself think about being with Derek, and now it felt like there'd been so much wasted fantasy potential. "Damn it, Derek," Stiles muttered, his hands tightening around the bedclothes in an effort to keep some semblance of control, so this thing didn't end before it even really began. "You're killing me." "You love it," Derek said as he pulled back, leaning up away so he could sink his teeth into Stiles' side, just above his hip. "Not gonna dispute that," Stiles laughed softly. He watched as Derek picked up the discarded bottle of lotion and twisted off the cap, breaking the seal. The lotion kind of reeked, though it was the sort of thing he'd probably have liked before he was turned. The smell was just too strong, but they'd have to deal with it, because there was no way they were stopping. They'd just have to take a very thorough shower after. With any luck, there'd even be hot water. Derek's fingers were wide and blunt, but they were careful as they pressed inside. Stiles hissed a little anyway, but he rolled his hips into the contact instead of away from it. He didn't have a ton of experience, but he had some and he knew how things went. It was surprisingly slow-going, considering how impatient they both were. Even with the now, now, now running through Stiles' head, it was nice to just be touched for a while. Derek had nice hands, the kind that had started more than one repeat fantasy. The fact that Derek was seemingly enjoying the slow movements of his fingers as he opened Stiles up was more than enough enticement to just give him what he wanted. "You gonna tie me?" Stiles asked, raising himself up on his elbow so he could twist just enough to see Derek's face. Derek's eyes still had that red ring around the iris. It sent a shiver down Stiles' spine. "If you'll let me," Derek replied.
"Then you may continue,"
Stiles said magnanimously. Derek's fingers pressed sharply against his prostate in retaliation, but considering how it had Stiles arching and riding an amazing wave of pleasure, it was pretty weak as far as rebukes went. Fucking with apple-scented lotion in a Holiday Inn was not how he'd expected this to go, but Stiles wasn't about to complain. Not when he had Derek warm behind him, pulling him up onto hands and knees and spreading his knees wide enough to stabilize him. Stiles was practically shaking, he was so ready for it, nails suddenly going long and sharp and tearing into the bedclothes in an attempt to find some small scrap of control. "Come on, Derek," he whined. "Don't make me beg." Not now that he'd actually rediscovered some self-control. The kiss to his shoulder was gentle. It was funny how something so simple could calm him down, letting him know that hadn't been the intent. Derek worked himself inside slowly, conscious of the fact that there was a difference between having copious amounts of lube and being made to improvise. Stiles let out a shuddery cry, his hands twisting the bed covers once more as Derek's cock dragged over the spot inside him. His hips twitched backward, and Derek slid in deeper. From there it was easy enough to slide in the rest of the way, until his hips were pressed tightly up against the curve of Stiles' ass. "Fuck, Stiles," Derek groaned, the words somewhat muffled against the back of Stiles' neck. The bite there still stung, but it was a good kind of hurt, especially when Derek mouthed at the teeth marks he'd left behind. They stayed still for several long moments, Derek dragging blunt teeth down the back of Stiles' neck or across his shoulder, and Stiles forcing himself to take deep, even breaths and get used to the feel of Derek inside him. After a while, he tilted his hips experimentally, pushed back against the body behind him, and found himself crying out unexpectedly. God, they hadn't even done much, and Stiles was already on the edge. He clenched his jaw, let out a desperate breath, and refused to let it be over so soon. Good? Derek asked, still mouthing at the back of Stiles' neck. It was going to be raw and sore there for a while. Stiles didn't mind all that much. Yeah. Yes, Stiles panted. That was all Derek needed to hear before he started moving, pulling back with long, slow movements and snapping his hips forward again. Stiles did his best to fall into the rhythm, but just when he finally got it, Derek changed it again, laughing against his skin. It was kind of cute, really, how Derek seemed to think Stiles was going to allow that. There was no way he was going to just lie back and take it, not when he'd already played this out in his head countless times already. Derek didn't expect Stiles to pull away, to shove him down onto his back. Stiles gripped Derek's shoulders tightly, leaning down for a deep kiss before straddling Derek's waist. It was better like this, with Stiles on top, moving the way he wanted to with fast, even strokes and a regular rhythm. He let Derek tease later when Stiles wasn't already such a mess. Yeah, Stiles murmured, when Derek's hand slid up his chest, fingers going straight for his nipples. They'd always been sensitive, but it was so much more when there were blunt nails scratching, followed by fingertips soothing the hurt. Stiles was fairly happy that Derek had let him have his way for as long as he did, but he didn't grumble or put up a fight when he found himself first on his back and then flipped over onto his belly. Derek's fast, rough pace was testament to his lack of control, and Stiles took Derek's hand in his so they could jerk him off together. It wasn't going to last much longer, and Stiles was determined to get what he needed before Derek went off. "You still?" Derek asked breathlessly. "Yes," Stiles replied. He was so close, almost there, and even the thought of what Derek was about to do sent shivers down his spine. The knot slid inside on a particularly sharp thrust, making Stiles gasp and shudder. He tightened his hand and Derek's around his cock, their fists moving quickly as they tried to get him just that little bit closer to the edge. His orgasm hit hard, making Stiles cry out and fall down onto one elbow, no longer able to keep himself up all the way. Derek laughed quietly at his reaction, the sound soft and out of breath. His sticky hand pressed against Stiles' belly, pulling him backward, stopping him from squirming so much. Derek couldn't move much with the knot swelling so much, but he could still rock his hips minutely. Stiles tightened down around him, and that was enough to make Derek come with a groan that almost sounded pained. They fell to the bed then, Derek's body pressing Stiles into the mattress, his arms bracketing Stiles' head. The only sound in the room was their labored breathing and the occasional gasp from one or both of them. Once they'd carefully turned onto their sides, it was nice to just lie there, Derek warm against his back. It gave Stiles something else to think about when the oddness of being so stretched, coupled with the strange feel of someone coming inside him, got to be a little too much. "Derek," Stiles murmured, running one hand down the back of Derek's arm. He didn't want to ruin the quiet between them, but he felt like he had to, like there was something hanging over him. "I really did want to come home." It was important that he said it out loud. It wasn't the thank you Derek was probably owed for having come to get him, but considering that Stiles was still upset at how he'd been forced into the car, justifiably in his opinion, it was the closest he could get at the moment without demanding assurances that it wouldn't ever happen again. Derek just tightened his hold on Stiles and stayed quiet. It wasn't all that surprising. Derek wasn't great with words. Actions spoke louder anyway. If you'd enjoyed this work, please visit archiveofourown.org/works/496592 and leave comments and kudos for the author. Thank you for listening.